Unit 5. Selling kidneys. Kidneys are important organs in the human body. Under normal conditions, the body can perform with just one kidney, even though most people are born with two. Many people develop kidney disease and their kidneys do not operate normally. Some of these people are able to get a new kidney in a transplant operation. However, many countries do not have enough kidneys for transplantation. In developing countries, some poor people sell their kidneys to earn money and improve their living conditions. Researchers say this is becoming a problem. A new study in the Journal of the American Medical Association reports that people who sold a kidney suffered financial and health problems over time. Doctors carried out the study in 2001 in southern India. Madhav Goyal of the Geisinger Health System in State College, Pennsylvania, headed the study. He wanted to learn the economic and health effects of selling a kidney. The researchers questioned about 300 poor people in the city of Chennai. Each person had sold his or her kidney about 6 years earlier for about $1,000. Almost all of the people sold their kidneys to pay back money they owed. However, 6 years later, 75% of the people said they were still in debt. The average family earnings had dropped by one-third following the operation. Also, 86% of the people said their health had worsened since the operation. Dr. Goyal says one possible reason for this is that most of the people had to continue physically difficult work immediately after their operations. This probably weakened their health. The researchers said almost 75% of the kidney donors were women. Dr. Goyal says this is troubling because women in India may be pressured to sell their organs more than men. Finally, the researchers found that almost 80% of the people would not suggest that others sell a kidney for money. Most countries, including India, have laws against buying and selling organs from living donors. But in India, officials at hospitals often fail to enforce the laws. Dr. Goyal says policymakers should re-examine the value of using money to increase the supply of organs for transplantation.